Today's word is judgment. Judgment is the accounting for one's own life, which every man must render after death to God, Lord and Supreme Judge, to receive reward or punishment according to his merits. Judgment is twofold, particular and universal. Particular judgment will take place immediately after death, as is proved from Holy Scripture. See the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, of whom the first dies and goes to hell, the other to Abraham's bosom, or paradise, two places eternally separated by an impassable abyss. St. Paul, close to death, yearned for the crown of justice, which Christ the Judge will give him and those who will have lived like him. See 2 Timothy 4:6. Elsewhere he says explicitly, quote, "It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment," unquote. Hebrews 9:27. Sacred tradition, after some wavering as to details, declares itself clearly and explicitly from the 4th century. St. Hilary says, quote, "The day of judgment is the eternal retribution, either of felicity or of punishment," unquote. St. Augustine distinguishes the judgment that follows death immediately when the souls have gone out of their bodies, and the universal judgment which will take place after the resurrection of the bodies. The Church Magisterium confirms this truth, especially in the Second Council of Lyon, in a bull of Benedict XII, and in the Council of Florence. Reason recognizes the necessity of a divine sanction, and therefore of a divine judgment on the use made of the gift of life and its powers. The discussion and the proclamation of the verdict in this judgment take place by way of internal mental illumination. Universal judgment is a truth of faith. See in the Creed, quote, "Christ will come to judge the living and the dead," unquote. In Matthew chapter 25, we find a lifelike description of it. St. Paul, on several occasions, for example 2 Corinthians 10, Romans 14:10, 2 Thessalonians 1 and 2, etc., refers to it. St. Augustine expounds systematically the traditional doctrine in the City of God, Book 20, Chapter 30, "The judge will be the man-god who will appear on the clouds of heaven, accompanied by the angels, and will manifest, confirming them, the verdicts of the particular judgments, in this case too, most likely, by way of internal illumination."